most arcade games are very repetitive. You start out on board one, level one, on every game. And, you know, the pinball machine, you never know how it's going to end up. My name is Preston Burt, and I live in Gainesville, Georgia. And I am the founder of the Atlanta Pinball League, a group of individuals who gather together monthly to play pinball competitively and just hang out and have a good time, but also relive our youth in some way.
Welcome to the second edition of the Atlanta Pinball League. This is Al, and he's your host. Thanks for hosting us, Al.
Everybody thinks that playing pinball is weird or owning a bunch of pinball machines is weird until they come to the house. And then they see them. And then they play them. And then they get it. That, wow, these are really cool. Hi, I'm Al Warner. I live in Cumming, Georgia, and I collect pinball machines. Harry Williams from Williams Electronics and Williams Pinball said the ball is wild. And that's the truth. As much control as you think you have over that ball, you really don't have the control you think you have. And it's just a matter of time. How long can you keep it going? That's the whole thing.
You know, a lot of people look at a pinball machine and have just a preconceived notion about, oh, they're all the same. But the silver ball, it is not what most people expect. F-14 Compact is brutal. It is in your face. It's fast. There is actually a mechanism, and what it is you shoot the ball into this hole, and it immediately, if you blink fast, you'll miss it. It immediately shoots the ball right back at you like a missile. And the lights and the sounds, there's sirens, there's missiles, there's explosions. I mean, you're like a jet fighter pilot. It's quite an in-depth experience.
Nice.
I don't feel bad now. Oh, same fate I had.
This is Gottlieb's Target Alpha. It's a game from 1976. It's called electromechanical, meaning that there's no computer involved in it. It uses relays and switches and all kinds of stuff to make it play the game and keep score and do all that kind of stuff. The early days of pinball machine with the electromechanical games, they had some amazing mechanics that they were using. And the things they could do in those days with, you know, no computer involved was just incredible. The games are here to be played. That's what they're designed for. I want people to come over and play and enjoy them. I've had people come in that I've never met before from other states. They'll be traveling into the area. They've posted up, I'm going to be in the Atlanta area. I'd like to play some pinball. My wife and I are looking to play pinball. You know, where can we go? And I could tell them a bar downtown that has two, or I could invite them in here and play 15.
He didn't want to play that game.
I want to play it. Can I play it?
Play it. I've got friends who are not just people on the internet or in my Facebook. I know them. You know, they've been here. They've played the games. They've had some fun. I don't think a lot of hobbies do that. You know, I think stamp collectors don't get that fun. You know, they might have the coolest stamp in the world, but they take a picture of it and they show everybody, that's it. That's done. There's nobody coming to see your stamps. You know, it's not one of those things that they do. They're not coming here to play with your stamps either, you know. Oh. Meeting people, doing things with people, that makes it more of a real hobby. And that, to me, has always been the most important part of collecting, is the people that you meet.
In our league, we actually have a husband and wife couple. We have a father and son. We have neighbors. We have coworkers. It's really just a fun activity to bring people together.
The truth of the matter is that anybody can really play pinball. They can get there, as long as they can get their hands on the buttons, they're out there to play. And it's something that anybody can come up and play and enjoy.
You got 50 points.